What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Log On Games podcast. On this episode today, we are going to be talking about BlizzCon being canceled, Bungie making some Destiny stuff that actually makes sense for once, and whatever else we want to talk about. Matthew, you don't know this. New jingle, new opening. Roll it!
You know what gaming's really about, Brian? About the game.
Yes. Did it.
Is that a video game high school?
It is.
Are you wearing your video game high school shirt? You don't have it, do you?
I'm not. I'm wearing a Ravenclaw shirt. It's close
enough. You do have a VGHS hoodie somewhere, right?
I have a jacket somewhere.
Jacket?
It turned into my paint jacket years ago, mm-hmm. but I still have it. So
it's awesome.
Yes, that was. I had to rip the audio from YouTube for the whole episode just to get that one clip. It's all about
really?
The game.
You had to do what now?
Rip the audio from that whole episode.
Oh, the whole episode. That's funny.
Yeah. This way I could get. It's all about the game. There's so many
other
things.
It's all about the game.
But we're on StreamYard now is what we're using, so we can stream this to YouTube and Twitch, which hopefully it's working right now. If you are seeing this live, mm-hmm. I'm going to go on the YouTube channel right quick just to make
sure.
They're
both working. They're both working.
Nice. You can comment, and we can highlight it here, and if you have something you want to talk about, or if you're
late
seeing this,
stream.
If you're seeing this later, then you can definitely hit the like button, subscribe, whatever you want to do. Normally, we are going to try and do these around 5 or 5:30 on Thursdays. That'll mm-hmm. be the, I would say.
The norm.
Nine times out of ten, it'll be 5:30 mm-hmm. on Thursdays. Every once in a while, we'll do it a little bit later. Every once in a while, we'll do it a little bit earlier. But that'll pretty much be status quo. So, yeah. And also, I can add music to play. So, like, if I'm doing the intro, because Emily's probably trying to sleep right now and don't want to freak the dogs out, so I'm not going to do the gong. But I can do, like, on this episode with us is at XUserateX Matthew. So I'm thinking I'm definitely going to have to add some fun things.
Is that some random non-copyright?
It's just rock is what it says, yeah. It has, like, a list of just, like, generic background.
What song
music.
Is that? It's rock.
It's rock. it's straight rock and roll, right?
That's so funny. Who needs a gong?
Matthew, what's cracking?
Busy day. I've been all over the world today. I have officially seen the highs of being a PC on, building a PC and being a PC owner, and I'm currently experiencing the lows of
nice.
Being a PC owner because my computer doesn't work right. So I'm trying to figure out how to fix it.
Sounds like PC.
I think I have it narrowed down to the motherboard is the problem, which is both a good and bad thing. Bad as in, like, when you build a PC, if you don't know, you start with the motherboard, which means I have to take the whole thing apart in order, the whole computer apart in order to take the motherboard out. The good news is I did actually buy the 2-year warranty on it, so I can just go get it replaced, which is nice. But it requires taking the entire computer apart. So
that's fun.
It's not fun. And actually I got it to where basically it works just fine while it's on. But if you let it go to sleep for more, like if you just let it whatever, the screen fall asleep or whatever for more than like a couple hours, like overnight. Last night I was on the computer playing a game last night before going to bed. Went to bed, woke up this morning, went in there to check and see if I had fixed it or whatever, and it will not come back on after being asleep that long. It just, the computer's on, but it doesn't send out any signal. So
yeah.
It's the worst.
Well,
so I've been playing PlayStation.
good. Master Race.
And I got back into another game this week that I haven't played a lot in the last few months, but I got into last year. It is the mobile game that took over my life after Marvel Snap. That's Street Fighter Duel. Because they know how to suck me back in. Would you care to guess how they suck me back in?
No.
Ninja Turtles.
Nice.
So now
there's only four of them.
Well, there's only two in the game right now. So Leonardo and Michelangelo, but Michelangelo's my favorite. So
there you go.
I assume after this week, they'll probably put the other two in. That'd be my guess at how that works. I don't know.
One turtle per week.
The game's really good, though. Game's really fun. If you're into Street Fighter type things, but you would rather, like, you like the Street Fighter world, but you're not necessarily worried, like, it doesn't have the fighter game thing of, like, I got to know the combos and this, that, and that. It's more about building your team and putting your team together. So it's really cool. It's fun.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I haven't played a mobile game since Marvel Snap.
Mm-hmm.
And I really didn't play one before until Marvel Snap. But
that's the only one that I play outside of Snap.
I did play a game. I forget the name of it. Let me find it. You might be into it. I tried it, but it's called Predecessor. Do you know about this?
Mm-mm.
Apparently, it's from the people that made Paragon. It's essentially Paragon.
Really?
Essentially, new Paragon. Yeah. It's free to play. Paragon
was... They stopped... Who makes Paragon? They stopped doing it because of whatever the other game was.
Oh, I don't know. But maybe it's a different team, but it's people that made Paragon that made this
right.
other game.
Right, yeah. That makes sense.
But it's called Predecessor, and I tried it, and I played a match, and it took about an hour, and I was like, okay, this is too long. So I stopped.
Let me see. Paragon. Yeah. Paragon's Epic.
Sure.
It made and published by Epic Games on Unreal 4. And I forget what it was. I honestly think it was like Fortnite. Or it was like,
I just don't think they had enough people playing it, so they were just like, screw it.
Yes, that is true. But I want to say it was Fortnite, where they came out and said, basically, I'm trying to look for it and see if I can find. I think it was Fortnite. They basically said, we're going to take all the people working on this game and go make them work on Fortnite. Put our resources towards Fortnite, said Paragon, because it was more popular, obviously.
Could have. But if you want to try Predecessor, I think it's somewhat the same, or maybe, I don't know. I didn't play
Paragon, really. I don't know. It says, Ometa Studios announced they had raised $2.2 million. This is in March of 21. To create a MOBA called Predecessor using the assets from Paragon. So,
well, I played it and I tried it and I was just like, that's a game. I mean, the games just take way too long.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I've been playing some Rocket League, been on the Destiny train, redownloaded Remnant because there's a new DLC for that. Which
there I'll is.
Probably play through. There is.
Well, me I will be playing through that with you.
Well, me and Kobe played the last one, which you also said you were going to play that, and you didn't.
So, I wasn't home when you played that one.
Well, we're probably going to play that one starting tonight. So
tonight?
Probably, if he's on.
Oh, my stars. I actually have to get up. Oh, we'll see. We'll see.
I don't really know anything about this one. I knew a lot about the last one, but...
Mm-hmm.
It's only like $10. I think the last one was $10 too. So
$10 too.
So cheapo, and
is there
Destiny
a
stuff that starts on Tuesday? So just gearing up for that.
I wonder if there's a pack for both of them.
I don't think there's a pack yet, unless there's like a special edition bundle that gave you everything, which is possible.
Okay.
But we want to welcome everybody to the Log On Games podcast. This is a weekly show in which our hosts discuss a variety of gaming news topics, from new games, big announcements, events, and more. New episodes upload every Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and streaming right here, wherever you're watching this, or if you're watching this later. Like I said, we're going to try and be streaming between 5 and 5:30 on Thursdays every week, and that's going to hit on YouTube and Twitch. If you are one of our audio listeners, which is the majority of you that are listening, I'm pretty much just going to upload the audio right after we record. So on most days, probably around 7 p.m. on Thursdays, the audio will drop. So it'll still be there. If you are used to having us on Fridays, you can just kind of wake up Friday morning and it'll be there for you. You can follow us at Log On Games everywhere else. That's a thing that you can do us at. But if you are watching or watching later, hit that like button. If you're on YouTube, Twitch, you can subscribe, you can do whatever. To be honest, so like, this is the second week in a row that we've been using StreamYard. I don't know a lot of things yet. Like, we're technically streaming to YouTube and Twitch at the same time right now, so I don't know if someone comments on Twitch, if it's going to pop up, or if it's just YouTube, or vice versa, or whatever. But we will figure it out as we go. But let's get to some topics. First topic of the day, BlizzCon 2024 has been canceled. This comes from GameSpot.com. Blizzard has announced there will be no 2024 BlizzCon event. It's a semi-regular convention where it makes its biggest announcements. The event has been held since 2005 and typically sees Blizzard reveal what's next for its biggest franchises like Diablo, Warcraft, Overwatch, and Overwatch. While BlizzCon 2024 isn't happening, Blizzard has pledged to return to the event in the future. I don't believe you. Blizzard said, after careful consideration over the last year, we at Blizzard have made the decision not to hold BlizzCon 2024. This decision was not made lightly, as BlizzCon remains a very special event for all of us, and we all know many of you look forward to it. While we're approaching this year differently, and as we explore different event formats in the past, rest assured that we are just as excited as ever to bring BlizzCon back in future years. BlizzCon added that it'll be sharing more information on upcoming launches later this year, with new looks at World of Warcraft, The War Within, and Diablo 4's first expansion, Vessel of Hatred, planned. I read this to be Xbox or Microsoft was like, there's no reason to do this show. You can just announce your stuff at our things.
Maybe. I actually kind of think they probably will do BlizzCon in the future. I think it's probably more so because of this whole merger and stuff going down. Their concentration and stuff has just been elsewhere. And it's just like, this is another thing that they would have to do that's just not going to get done well. So, yeah. I mean, we'll see. I will say, this is I don't know why I've had this random thought, but I have like literally this week been even like Google searching and stuff. I just really want World of Warcraft to come to Game Pass because I like want to play bad. Even if it is PC only. I mean, that would suck that some people couldn't do it, but why is it not on PC Game Pass at least?
I feel like even if it doesn't come out like immediately at their showcase in June, they'll say that it's coming to Game Pass for sure, probably like PC Game Pass like that day, and then like hopefully they announce that they're doing an Xbox port of some sort.
They still make money off it. Still all the DLC in the world. If you want to do that.
The way new Xbox work, it may come everywhere. It comes to Switch, PlayStation, mobile, who knows?
I know. But I mean like I would love it if they just said, here's World of Warcraft and all the DLCs and go ham. But in reality, they could just put World of Warcraft on there, give you a free month to month. I don't know, whatever. Because you have Game Pass, you're already paying, so you don't have to pay the subscription fee. But then you have to buy the DLCs if you want to do that. They do that with a bunch of games. And I would have zero problem with that.
I think it's coming. It's definitely coming for PC.
Yeah. Also, side note, looking at Remnant 2, there is a DLC bundle you can buy for $25. Both of the DLCs that are out are only 10 each, but the DLC season, whatever the bundle is, comes with the first three DLCs. So whenever the third one comes out, you would get it.
Yes, sir.
There you go. $5 saved.
$5 saved. Yeah. I mean, my guess is that at Xbox's thing in June, we see World of Warcraft stuff and we see Diablo 4 expansion stuff, and we probably see a new like Overwatch hero or something like that. Which basically is what BlizzCon is anyway. So as far as announcements go. So those are the announcements I think we'll get. And this is the first time there has been no BlizzCon since 2005. So, this could be an E3 situation where it's like, guys, we're not doing it this year, but we're definitely going to bring it back. And then next year they're like, not doing it this year. Or maybe they did like the online one that they did in 2020.
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It could be that way. But it also makes sense that, like I said, they just got bought. So they just have a lot of things going on this year. Maybe now's not the time. Maybe they just skip a year because there's too much going on. You know what I mean? I don't know. I could see either one being true.
It was a phone Diablo game and they didn't want to piss off more people.
But, well, it says they got a Diablo DLC announcement. So I don't know.
Well, let's move on here to, I mean, we're our Destiny podcast after all. I wasn't going to put this on there, but it needs to be said. So I'll put it on here.
Okay.
Destiny 2 and Bungie did their weekly every Thursday, if you're not aware. Every Thursday they put out a blog post, patch notes, announcement thing. Basically just talks about what the next week, what the future is in Destiny. And with the Final Shape expansion coming out, every week has kind of been a little bit more beefy than normal. So I'm just going to kind of go through the list, and I'm not going to read them. I have all the stuff on GameSpot, but I'm just going to kind of go through the list and of the big things and explain it. Because essentially they're like, we're going to make everyone's life that has played Destiny and is going to play Destiny easy, which is what we've been asking for 10 years. But they're finally doing the thing.
Okay.
First things first, we have Fireteam Power. So if you've played Destiny before, it used to be like you had numbered levels, but then once you hit max, your gear would be power leveled, which a lot of games do.
I hate that, by the way.
Now we have Fireteam Power, which means if someone that plays a long time has a power level, so the picture they have is someone has 2,000 power, and they have two friends with them that are at 1950, which probably means they're fairly newer. Anything in the game that is being played, except for, I think, like the end game of all end game stuff, like raids and hard mode dungeons and stuff, will now have a fire team power, which is it'll bring everybody that's below up to 5 below whatever the max person is. If that makes sense. Essentially, you can play anything with, like, if you have someone that gets the game tomorrow, or I should say, gets the final shape on day one when all this takes place, you don't have to do any grinding of any sort. So you can just play the campaign on legendary difficulty with someone that's been playing for 10 years, which is good.
I mean, I don't love it personally. I don't like. Well,
There's more.
Okay, so, all right.
This says the idea here is to let whatever content you want to play, whatever content you want to play with your friends, even if you're new to the game or haven't been playing Destiny 2 for years, Fireteam Power won't change the rewards you get. You'll still receive weapons and armor that are near your actual power level, not the adjusted Fireteam Power level. And if you want to play tougher content with some high-level person to boost you, you'll still need to climb the power ranks as normal by earning rewards from different activities and increasing power levels of your gear, but the change removes any limitations that might keep low-level players from joining with their higher-level friends. Bungie also acknowledged in the post that since Fireteam power raises your power level regardless of the power on your actual weapons and armor, it would allow players to get around the fact that older weapons have upper limits on their power. They're talking about the weapons. They sunsetted a lot of the weapons, whatever, which basically means that doesn't work. Bungie put those limits on guns that were released before the Beyond Light expansion and in a move players dubbed gun setting. It meant those guns effectively too weak to use for future content. It made a lot of people upset. However, since many of the depreciated weapons... Okay, I'm not reading this whole thing. Essentially, the sunsetting of weapons is now irrelevant because of this change in the final shape. So all the old weapons, if you kept them, that were useless for years, they're now... You can now use them again.
Question. There's that. How many people did this piss off because they no longer have those weapons?
The same people that would be pissed off about every week about something that are in these weekly updates.
Right.
Everybody that, even like people like me that have played for a long time and deleted a lot of those old weapons, it's like, okay, don't care.
Yeah. Okay.
We have the builds and the weapons that we're going to do, and when the final shape comes out, we're going to be grinding for the new weapons, you know?
Sure.
I mean, there's still some old ones. There's still people like, I mean, I've kept some old ones. There's still old ones that you can buy in the game right now that are halfway decent. So
I think I only have old ones.
There you go.
I don't think I have any.
I don't know if it's in this thing, but they also did a thing. They also said on the thing where if you've played Destiny, there's like, if you're trying to do the power grind, you know, you're like, okay, you've hit this cap. Now you get to hit this cap. Now you get to hit this cap. But you can only... You can only play these certain things weekly to get a powerful drop, which is going to put you to this power level. And you can only do certain things weekly after you've hit power. Then you need to do pinnacle. And it's all very confusing. No one makes sense. Pretty much said, doesn't matter what you play now, weapons will gradually drop to raise your power. So like, you're pretty much done with the weekly bull crap of like, you can play this week. And then when you hit pinnacle, you got to do this, and this. It's just like, no, just play the game.
Yep.
And if you want to play with people that are higher than you, you can.
It should be very, in my opinion, should be very simple. Playing the game should always give you small chances for improving stuff, improving whatever. The harder the things that you play, the more challenging the things you play, that percentage should go up a little bit. It's that simple. I don't really think there's any reason for doing anything other than that, with the exception of having a certain raid or something where you know the only way you're getting these things is if you do this.
Yeah. So they, I don't think it's going to be on this GameStop article, but they had it in their weekly update. Oh, yeah, they do have it. Okay.
GameSpot article, by the
way. Yes.
To give
other changes to power in the final shape are geared towards making it easier to understand what sort of difficulty you're facing in a given activity. Bungie is lowering the power level caps for all activities so that generally it takes less grinding for each or to reach the upper power bands that let you take on the toughest activities. You'll need to climb 40 power levels through the final shape, which would be doable by playing through the story campaign to hit the powerful level cap at 1940. From there, there's another 50 levels in the pinnacle to 1990, blah, 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 blah. So, Bungie is changing the interface for activities to make it clearer. So,
That's good. That's a major
help. You basically, they rename things to make it make sense. You have standard, which is going to be whatever the standard power level is. And that's going to be seasonal activities, strikes, exotic missions, raids, dungeons, all going to have this. Advanced, which is mainly for Nightfalls, and then Expert, which is for Nightfalls, Lost Sectors, Seasonal Activities, and Exotic Mission. It's previously called Legend, but essentially you have Standard, Advanced, and Expert are going to be like your easy, normal, hard kind of things.
Gotcha.
And then you have Master, which is for Raids, Dungeons, Nightfalls, Lost Sectors, and then you have Grandmaster, which is only Nightfalls, essentially. I mean, they may... that word's only ever been used for Nightfalls. And it's always like, Like Grandmaster Nightfalls won't come out till probably like a month or two after the final shape even drops. Like anytime they do any sort of power raise, they just wait for it, and it's its own thing in its own world. So it's gonna make life a little bit easier, I think, just to understand everything all around for the power. The guns, old guns can come back. It's easier for anybody to play with their friends. Like you can create a brand new character on day one and play the legendary difficulty with someone that's been playing. Or the legendary difficulty campaign with someone who's been playing for 10 years and just play through it and not have to be like you're doing less damage with whatever gun you have. Like, it's obviously builds and better guns and stuff like that make life easier, stats on armor or whatever, but you're not going to be like completely useless, you know?
Not completely.
They also made the power level go through, it's account wide because a lot of people have three characters now. So if you have reached the highest power level on one character and you want to go to your play your Titan or your Warlock or your Hunter side characters or whatever, whenever you earn a reward with them, it'll drop at whatever your highest power leveled character is. So like you don't have to like do the grind all over again. So they simply or essentially just like completely redid the UI and how power level works to just make it anybody can play anything they want to. Because that's
Do you think it takes away from the grind? Like, do you think that there's anything to still grind?
Yes, there's still plenty to grind because for the people that do grind, like myself, I'm a grinder, you know. Andrew, Carlos on the podcast, everybody that's been playing forever. To do like the hardest of the hardest things, to do the freaking master raids, to do the contest mode when a new raid comes out, to do the hardest dungeons, hardest do grandmasters, all that kind of stuff. It's all going to require that you be as high as a power level as possible. So the difficulties of the power level being raised is for most of the content, but it's not for the hardest of hard content.
Right.
If that makes sense.
So I got you. Okay.
You can play almost everything with whoever, and you'll get your drops that are going to be at where around where your power level is. So you can still grow playing whatever, which is nice. So it's going to be, I think it's a lot better. Okay. We've talked for years on this podcast of just like, whenever something like the raid, for example, the new raid's going to come out, and I forget what they said it was going to drop at. I think 1965 is what it's going to be. And for contest mode, which is the first 48 hours that the raid drops, everybody that plays it is automatically 5 power less than that. No matter, you could be at 2000, and they're going to put you down to 1960. Okay. They're going to automatically put you down to 5 below. So it doesn't even matter. Which, so we talked about years why they just don't do that in general. Because that way you can just make, if something's hard, it's just hard for everybody. It's hard for you that's played the whole time. It's hard for someone new that joins. It's just going to be hard.
Yeah.
It's not going to be easier for you because you've grinded all these things. I mean, it may be a little bit because if you have builds and certain weapons that you did for super hard content and a new player doesn't have that yet. But it's essentially just going to make everybody be able to play with everybody, which is what we want.
Okay. Yeah. It's interesting. I don't think it's bad. I'm curious. We'll see how it works out. We'll see if it works out. If it's as welcoming and inviting as they want it to be, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it seems good on the surface. I just hope that you don't get there and it's like,
I think it was mostly made for the players that that haven't played in a while, they're going to come back and play the final shape, and they can just jump in and play the legendary campaign or whatever campaign with whoever they want and not have to worry about like, oh, you need to get on at least a week. Like we did last year before Lightfall with some people. It was like, you need to get on at least a week early and get your power level up so that we can do the legendary campaign or whatever. So
I've said it for years though, I'm not a big fan of the power level idea anyways. I think just levels is the best way to go with it. And when you come out with a new DLC or new expansion or whatever, you up the level cap. That's my preference, but
unparalleled.
It is what it is.
I mean, they're trying to be World of Warcraft MMOE. They always have, so it's always going to be each piece of gear has a different thing and all that stuff. So
sure, that's fine. I'm just saying, I would prefer a DLC to drop out, and each piece of gear is somewhere in that level cap that is now opened up that you couldn't get to before. But I don't know. It is what it is. I don't think it's a bad thing. I'm curious. I'm curious how it works out. I'm interested to jump on and play. So,
are you curious? I'm just looking on GameSpot's website. And Fallout 4 has a next gen update that's out now. Does that tickle your fancy at all?
No, but I've seen multiple people on my friends list playing that recently. I will tell you what I've been considering playing is actually Fallout 76. I've actually considered getting it, and basically what I did a little bit of research on it, and basically what I got to was the game is in a pretty stinking good place right now and wasn't in a good place years ago and has just over time gotten to a better place. So I wonder if it's a good time to try something like that. If I try that and it sucks and I don't want to play it, I'll go back to Fallout 4. I played Fallout 4, but I never completed Fallout 4. So, well, very good game.
Now you can play it in 4K 60.
That's right. And obviously Fallout's hot right now, coming off the heels of the TV show, which I need to watch. And I've heard really good things.
Mighty Bugatti.
Mm-hmm. The guy across the road from me has a Maserati.
Go touch it.
It all rhymes.
There is a Xbox showcase coming April the 29th, but it is the ID at Xbox thing. That's what's been announced. Mm-hmm. Xbox Digital Showcase for premiere on April 29th. It's revealed some of the games that will make an appearance includes Dungeons of Hindenburg, 33 Immortals, Lost Records, Bloom and Rage. Developer Pocket Pair has also announced that Power World will be on the showcase as well, but stop short of providing any hints of what that could be.
Played that yesterday.
Pocket Pair could be showing more information about its massive update that's due in the summer, or the PvP Pal Arena feature that's coming later this year.
Mm-hmm. I have a question for you off the heels of that. So far, because we're kind of at that point where you've had your wave of games that you're going to get for the beginning of the year, and then there's the lull until the announcements and everything, and then we get the second one. To this point, game of the year.
I don't even know what I've played. I've been playing Final Fantasy 16, which was last year.
Yep. It's a, for me, it's a very clear 1-2. For me, Power World's 1 and Pacific Drive's 2.
Oh, let's see what I've played that came out. Not really anything besides Power World, I don't think.
Yeah, I was just kind of thinking, you know, usually you get something when it comes to the end of the year Game Awards or whatever. There's something from the beginning of the year on there. It would even though I love Pacific Drive, I don't know that it's, I don't think the rest of the world sees that as the Game of the Year candidate, but I wouldn't be shocked if you get to the end of the year and Power World's at least on the list. Would you?
It wouldn't shock me, no. Especially if they do like an actual official like release and it comes out on all platforms has another big jump of things that players or whatever.
They keep adding stuff and they keep adding, like every time I see an update, I keep seeing this is something they tweak or they put this feature in or whatever. And it's just like every time I see something, I'm like, that's a good choice. Thank you for fixing that. Thank you for making that easier or whatever. Like they seem to really know what they're doing with their updates. It's very beneficial.
I mean, a lot of people are going to say Final Fantasy VII Rebirth.
That's true. I wouldn't, but a lot of
there's
people.
There's Helldivers 2, which I want to play, but haven't.
That's another one of those that kind of had Pal World type hype, you know?
Yeah.
After it came out.
It's still going. That's true. Still going strong. A lot of people playing it. Sure. Persona 3 Reload.
Look, I mean, I doubt it's going to get there, though. Okay. I was just curious where you were at that. I mean, it's kind of, like I said, we've kind of hit that first wave. And generally at the end of the year, there's something from this first quarter that is going to be on that list for game of the year.
Yeah. I think it'll be Final Fantasy VII for sure.
That's, you're probably correct.
The question will be, did Power World come out too early? Where by the time we get there to vote, people have not necessarily forgotten about it, but are just like, it's not in the front of their mind anymore.
Sure. It could win like a best ongoing game type thing or something like that.
Okay. Just curious. That's about it for me. I mean, for me, it would, from what I just read, it would probably be Power World. Because that's only again from what I've actually played.
Yeah, that's really
I still hadn't played it that deep, to be honest with you. Still like a bajillion things that we haven't even touched.
I very badly would like to jump back in with everybody, but we just have not, our schedules hadn't meshed.
Correctamundo! I mean, Skull and Bones. Yeah. You know, game of.
I played Skull and Bones beta for an hour and a half. I will not go play it again.
Suicide Squad killed the Justice League game of the century as well.
No.
I've seen so many things on Suicide Squad that's just like utter garbage. It's just like. Like, I'm the market for that game. And
you are.
I mean, I played Marvel's Avengers. It was my most played game of the year that game came out. And so Suicide Squad, Killer Justice League should hit it. But I've seen nothing about that game that makes me want to play it.
Absolutely. I was just looking through library of games and stuff on PlayStation the other day. And, like, literally this week. And I was like, man, I wish Marvel's Avengers was still servers worked.
Hey, you should have been playing it.
Everybody, I did play it a bunch. Like,
if you would have played it 100 hours like I did, maybe we'd still be kicking.
I probably played it 50.
Not good enough.
Apparently not.
You had to have done the same mission over and over for months to get certain things, and I did it. Where does it get me? You know, server shutdown.
With no more Marvel's Avengers. That's where it gets you.
No more Marvel's Avengers. But we have that Marvel's Rivals game. If it
Which comes is to definitely console, going PC, to be though. A game.
I want it to be good, but I also don't want it to just be on PC. Like a bunch of PC nerds.
Nerds. Mm-hmm. Like me.
I do want to play Outlast Trials, which is a co-op Outlast game. It's on sale. It's on sale right now on PlayStation.
I did not know that existed.
They announced it years ago, and then it was like they did like a beta at one point, and then they did like an early access or something, and then they took it off early access, and then it came out sometime. I couldn't tell you how long it's been out or not been out. It was weird, just like the release plan of it all. But
what was that game you were telling me about with the Paragon people? Was that Predecessor or was that the other one?
Yeah, Predecessor is what it's called.
Okay.
It was fun, but it's not like I said, like I just played the game and did the tutorial and all that stuff. And then I played one like actual, like real game against other people. And it was like an hour and 15 minutes. And I was just like, oh my God, dude.
Does it have the card system that Paragon had?
I don't know. There's a buying like you were buying stuff.
Oh yeah, you're buying stuff from your deck. That's kind of how Paragon was. Basically, you had a deck. Okay.
I don't know. I had it on auto buy. It's like I'd saw the store and it would just buy stuff for me every time I went back.
I'm gonna look into it. I might jump in on that, man. So you play on PlayStation?
I mean, I deleted it, but I played it on PlayStation.
Okay.
It's not that it was bad. It was just that like I was 45 minutes in and I was doing the same thing and I was just like. It's a MOBA, so it's a little bit slower. You have to like think a little bit more.
Right.
Of what you want to do and stuff like that, which is fine, but it was just like 45 minutes in, I'm like, gosh, we're not even like halfway done with this. And I was just like over it. And I was like, well, I'm gonna finish the game. And I finished the match and I was just like, all right, I did it. I gave it the old college try.
Yeah.
So like the thought of like playing another game after that, knowing that it's going to be like another hour to hour and a half, was just like, I don't know, can't do it.
So 2 weeks ago, this is an article from a PC Game SN website. It says, Ameta Studios' predecessor is the spiritual successor to the Epic Games MOBA Paragon. But it's bigger and better than its inspiration. I don't know, I really like Paragon. So if it's a spiritual successor, I bet it has that kind of deck buying type thing. Okay, I'll play it if you want to play it.
I don't want to play it.
What?
I already tried it.
Okay. Try it with friends.
All I'm done now is just like Destiny. That's all I've done for like the last month. Gotcha. Really. Because Onslaught's really fun. Mm-hmm. And this Tuesday, the Pantheon thing opens up, which is basically a boss. Like, you do four raid bosses in a row. And then the next week is five, and the next week is six or something like that. I don't know. I think it goes up to, like, eight eventually before the final shape comes out. So maybe they add two every week or whatever.
Right.
So it's going to be really hard. And I mean, Bungie's doing all the right things. They're going to get us all ready for the raid. I think the raid's going to be extremely difficult. Like, they're doing all this stuff so people can just kind of jump in, learn how raid mechanics work with a group of people on, like, a kind of like a boss horde mode, essentially, or boss rush mode kind of thing.
Okay.
Get everybody into that feel so everything's unlocked in the final shape. Guns, old guns are new again. All of your subclasses can be mix and match. It's just going to be chaos. It's going to be utter chaos.
Right.
Come June the 4th. But
sick.
All right. Any final thoughts before we end this out?
I'm downloading Predecessor.
There you go. If you're listening to this again, we are going to try to be streaming the podcast every Thursday between 5 and 5:30. Sometimes it'll be late like this. Sometimes it'll be earlier in the day. But for the most part, we're aiming for 5 to 5:30, which is normally when we record our podcast anyway. For you audio listeners that are streaming on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever else that it goes, you will be getting the audio a little bit later. So if you want to watch us live over on YouTube and Twitch, you can find us at Logon Games, twitch.tv/LogonGames, youtube.com/@LogonGames. And you can like, subscribe, do whatever you want to do over there.
Mm-hmm.
But that's going to do it for us here. We'll be with you again next Thursday.
Yep. See you.
You know what gaming's really about, Brian?
About the game.